Hello, my name is Rima Ilebo, MD. I am the medical director of the Natural Solutions Foundation. In addition to having practiced medicine and psychiatry for 53 years since my graduation from the Albert Einstein College of Medicine in 1970, I am also a child and adolescent psychiatrist. That means that I know a lot about child development. I know about children who are developing normally. I know about children who are developing abnormally. And I have a pretty good idea about how to help them and how to do things that don't help them. I also, before I became a child psychiatrist, was trained in adult psychiatry. And that means that I have an understanding of how people function, how they get into trouble, how they get themselves out of trouble. And in my entire 53 years of medical practice, I have done the job of helping people without using any drugs at all. That means I have a different way of looking at things than a physician who simply suppresses symptoms by using pharmaceuticals. I'm watching with distress and horror and fear what is happening not only to our children, but our society, and indeed our very species. What do I mean by that? The World Health Organization has decided that it has the right and perhaps the responsibility to be not an advisory health guidance organization, which is what its charter says that it is, and what we entered into in 1948 when Harry Truman signed the joint resolution of the United States Congress that got us in. And when he did that, Harry Truman wisely said, nothing that WHO wants us to do can we be forced to do if it violates U.S. law and the U.S. Constitution. Good for Harry Truman. The United Nations is supposed to be a world peace promotion forum. Well, things have changed since the 1940s when these organizations gave their grand sounding words. In fact, they and the other associated organizations like UNESCO and the Food and Agriculture Organization and the other subsidiary organizations to the United Nations. So although it has great words wrapped around it, both the United Nations and the WHO were designed to carry forward the eugenics agenda, and they've done that very well, and the world control agenda. Now, you probably heard that recently the international health regulations were up for amendment at the recent World Health Assembly in May of 2023. And those amendments would have turned WHO from an advisory body to a controlling body, a tyrannical, quote, health control body that would basically take over the world's economy and the world's education and the world's commerce and the world's travel and the world's thought upon the decision by the director general that there was a pandemic. And since they didn't bother to define pandemic, thing could be a pandemic and would be, because that would mean they would be in total control of the world's most comprehensive, invasive, and deadly tyranny. Well, that didn't quite happen that way, but they've got a backup plan. The backup plan is the so-called Pandemic Preparedness and Response Treaty, which is being shaped into another total control mechanism. So I have, before we start talking about children and the fact that the World Health Organization's comprehensive sexuality education program is designed to destroy the psychosexual development of every child on this planet, turning them into people who cannot truly attach and bond, who cannot love, turning them into people who don't form the kind of deep connected relationships with themselves, with their partners, with their children, that allows people to both reproduce and be good parents. This is a depopulation strategy designed to produce people who are easily controlled, but not people who can love. When an agency decides that it's going to destroy human beings' ability to love and decides that it's going to participate in transhumanism, changing the very genetic makeup of those people, and when it's captive agencies like the FDA, which I call the Fraud and Death Administration, decide that it's okay to allow an experimental procedure with the Neuralink that Elon Musk owns to put literal controls into the brain of people getting ready to put much smaller, much more pervasive controls in their brains. And we know that transhumanism is very much an objective as injections supposedly designed to prevent, treat, and mitigate disease. The COVID shots are actually gene-altering treatments and more. When an agency decides to deceive its worldwide constituents, you have to ask why. And the answer is total, absolute, utter, inescapable control and surveillance. It all goes together, the whole child molestation thing and the surveillance thing and the vaccine passports, which have now gone into effect apparently in the European Union. All of this is part and parcel of the same totalitarian control system. So protect your children, your grandchildren at the local level, and in your family and in your home, and get them out of this toxic environment, yes. But then take the next step. At PreventGenocide2030.org, there are actions to take to demand of your legislators that you get out of the WHO. There are other websites that are advocating the same thing in other countries. Find them. Use them, share them, and then motivate the people around you to join you in building the political will. One or two or 10 emails is not going to do it. Several million will. So it's up to us to generate several million emails by telling everyone we know that this is a huge problem and that there is a solution. It's not a local solution, and it's not a particular solution to one problem or another. It's a central solution to kill the octopus. And right at the center of the octopus is WHO. We need to leave it. Oh, but doesn't it do good things? Nope. I have written a book called The Singing Pig. WHO, The Singing Pig. It's about the fact that you can put lipstick on it, but it's still a pig. And he whose bread I eat, his song I sing. So this particular pig is singing the song of the depopulation, enslavement, special interests that run it, that finance it. And it will kill you and it will destroy your children. PreventGenocide2030.org is a great place to start becoming informed and educated. If you need more information, it's there. This is vitally important, and this is not a random, irrelevant sort of issue. This is central to the very nature of your life, your family, your community, your religion, and you as a human being, because that's all under attack. My email is dr.rima@naturalsolutionsfoundation.org. It's in the information below this video. If you have questions or thoughts or would like to help deal with this, please contact me. But whatever you do, get involved. Help get your country out from under this death system before it destroys us all.